From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. Newly sworn in Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt filed an amicus brief Monday arguing against modern-day debtors' prisons. The Columbia Missourian reports the brief targets the collection of board bills, which charge inmates the cost of their own incarceration. If inmates can't pay those costs, they can face additional jail time. In a press release, Schmidt said courts shouldn't use the threat of jail time to fund what he called bloated big government budgets. Schmidt was appointed by Governor Mike Parson after the November election of former Attorney General Josh Hawley to the U.S. Senate. As a state senator in 2016, Schmidt co-sponsored a bill that barred cities, counties, and law enforcement agencies from setting traffic ticket quotas. He also penned an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal condemning the practice on the anniversary of Michael Brown's killing in Ferguson. Thousands of people in Missouri who were locked up again for violating their parole may now be eligible to join in a class-action lawsuit, Dan Margulies reports.
The suit argues inmates have been reincarcerated for alleged parole violations without benefit of hearings or legal representation. Now a judge has certified it as a class action. Amy Bryan is the director of the MacArthur Justice Center in St. Louis, which filed the lawsuit in August 2017.
In 2017, there were about 6,600 parolees who went through the revocation process, and of those, at least 90% had their parole revoked.
The class of covered inmates could number as many as 15,000 people. I'm Dan Margulies.
A GoFundMe campaign has been started to raise money for the family of Gabriella Curry, the 4-year-old girl who was hit and killed by a Columbia Police Department SUV Friday afternoon at Battle High School. The Columbia Missourian reports the GoFundMe has raised over $1,300 of its $10,000 goal as of Monday afternoon. According to the page's description, the money raised will go toward helping support Curry's parents, Aaron and Cheyenne Curry. The incident occurred just before 4 p.m. Friday, according to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Officer Andrea Heese went to park on the sidewalk at the west entrance of the high school to observe students loading onto the school buses, according to the report. Curry was walking on the sidewalk at the time and was struck by the vehicle. Curry was taken to University Hospital, where she died from injuries sustained from the incident. A Missouri school district that includes students from Ferguson must change its board member election method after the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday declined to hear an appeal. The Supreme Court let stand a July ruling from the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The appeals panel sided with a federal judge who in 2017 ordered the Ferguson-Florissant School District to adopt cumulative voting. That judge said the district's at-large election method violated the Federal Voting Rights Act. The lawsuit was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of the NAACP and Black parents and residents of the suburban St. Louis School District. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.